Monday the 23rd of March. We begin with a prayer. Calm me, O Lord, as you stilled the storm. Still me, O Lord, keep me from harm. Let all the tumult within me cease. Enfold me, Lord, in your peace. We pause in the presence of God. I'm going to read from John chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light, for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. If you can see a copy of this, then read it through yourself quietly now, asking what stands out to me, what's fresh, what speaks to my heart. Everyone who does evil hates the light. I'm sure you've had telephone calls that say your tax has not been paid, we're taking you to court. Or maybe your internet is about to be cut off because you've been downloading illegal things. And I guess most of us think, really? Me? And wonder, was it this bit? What have I missed? What did I do wrong? What do they know that perhaps even I don't know? We tend to not want all our affairs exposed. We like being private. And heaven help us if all the thoughts that we were thinking were like bubbles above our head and people could read what we were thinking. Because although we like to think about Jesus being the light of the world, I think many of us are rather sheepish about coming clean before him, being exposed. Often I think people have an experience of God that can be quite wonderful, but it frightens them as much as encourages them. Our readings in Lent, and we are still in Lent, encourage us to reflect on our sinfulness. So let's think for a moment of what holds us back from being truly honest with God. What are we ashamed of? In what ways would we rather live in a shadow land between light and darkness? But the other part of this passage is that we needn't be frightened. That it began with God so loved the world that he came to save. While there's an instinct to hide away from shame and embarrassment and fear, the gospel is that God welcomes us. True, he's not pleased with how we behave often and wants to clean that up, forgive us and put us right and strengthen us to go on. But he doesn't turn us away. He wants us to come to him. Let's pray. God, my Redeemer, it was your prodigal love that sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be lifted up on the cross, a love that seeks and saves the lost. As I trust in Jesus today, may I know your love that withholds the condemnation I deserve and lavishes the acceptance I do not. Amen. Let's finish by saying the grace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.